You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Dorota Glowaka. I'm a professor at the University of King's College in Halifax, and I'm originally from Poland. I am Jewish, and I'm a daughter of Holocaust survivor. So I am here to commemorate the 24th anniversary of the Rwandan genocide, to recognize the affinities between the victims of different instances of genocidal violence. In this case, the genocide against the Jewish people and the genocide against the Tutsi in Rwanda in 1994. I speak here from my own position as a Holocaust scholar, as an educator, and as a Jewish person. And as such, I believe that it is mandatory for me to educate myself about the Rwandan genocide. And of course, it's because it is an ethical thing to do, but also because I can learn a lot, I believe, about what happened, maybe paradoxically, during the Holocaust, when I have a broader knowledge about other genocides, about the Rwandan genocide in particular. And one of the things I've been thinking about is the issue of sexual violence on women, which was not recognized by the international community as a central weapon of war and genocide until the Rwandan, after the Rwandan genocide and also the ethnic cleansing in Bosnia. And only after that recognition came about, Holocaust scholars such as myself, learning about what happened in Rwanda, were able to go back to the history of the Holocaust and realize that sexual violence on women was also massively perpetrated during the Holocaust, something that we did not recognize before. So for me, this is a very powerful example how important it is to learn about other genocides by those who claim they know something about the history of their own people, in my case, the Jewish people.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.